Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Stay at Home After podcast. Today's episode is a special one. We are doing another pop culture happy hour, baby gals, and I am joined by a special guest, and it is the one, the only, Alec Hirsch. Welcome.
Just Alec Hirsch. I thought, like, your husband.
Yeah, my husband, okay. Alec Hirsch. I mean, you know, I feel like they would know.
I don't know. I don't know this world. I don't okay. know anything
okay.
about it. I'm an avid listener.
Well,
big fan.
Alec is here.
I'm
and
excited.
He, I love having him join me on these pods. And we are
drinking. I love it, too.
What are you drinking for today's pop culture happy hour?
I'm drinking a double IPA.
Uh-huh.
From Trader Joe's.
Perfect.
So we love it.
I'm drinking a glass of red wine.
Actually, that's from the corner store.
In our neighborhood.
It's kind of delicious. It's Urbina. It's a Spanish wine.
Once we get
Spanish
a Breville.
Red.
I'm trying to, one day we're going to get a Breville. I've been really on the Breville train. And if we get one.
Wait, what's a Breville?
Oh, stop it. If we get one, I am so going to drink lattes on some of these and make it like a fun little
cozy vibe.
Cozy latte drinking vibe. Anyways, today's pop culture tea, full disclosure, and I already posted this on my podcast Instagram story. We recorded one of these a week ago or 2 weeks ago for the It Ends With Us Dramarama. But here's the thing, we just felt that it wasn't good enough.
It didn't have a kick. This already feels like more, it has more of a kick, like a vibe.
I would agree with you, actually, Alec. And
I actually think
that I would. Here's the thing. We are going to cover the same stuff. Like, I'm going to talk about the Blake Lively, It Ends With Us drama. But there's also been new developments since then.
A lot.
So I have changed my thoughts a lot because of the new recent developments. So honestly,
so it's
perfect.
Good.
Yes.
Or else we would have to do a part two anyways.
I couldn't agree more with you. Oh my God. And then we're also going to talk about some other fun things. So I guess we can just get into it.
Paint a picture where we are right now.
We just watched.
I'm real fidgety today.
I know.
But honestly, it's not like a super professional kind of like. It's
no.
not like you're sponsored or you're in a studio or anything. So I feel like it makes it more authentic.
Wow, thank you for reminding me how
crappy
this podcast
is. Gonna have, like,
no, I'm just kidding.
I'm just real fidgety.
Nobody thinks that I'm sponsored by any
means.
You wanna
paint a picture where we're at?
Yes.
I think it's always fun.
We are in our office which is also doubles as my self tape room. And our guest room, so everything. It's Alec's office, my self tape room and our guest room because we have a Murphy bed that will pull out. Rory is napping and here and there.
She's trying.
We have a monitor and Alec is a huge FSU fan. I'm a huge Georgia fan, Georgia Tech hater, and FSU fan for the sake of Alec. Literally, I'm watching the teenage boy across the street from us just did 3 cartwheels, no explanation. And he's like that. Like nobody's with him.
I love our neighborhood.
He just went in the yard and did 3 cartwheels.
Our neighborhood has that vibe.
He also
really does.
Okay. Anyways, but we're out, so we're overlooking. You can like see our front yard, and I really hope our dog doesn't bark because our mailman just pulled up, and our dog is laying at our feet.
You'll
rucker.
See it, or you'll hear it.
Yeah.
If he does, it'll be kind of funny.
But FSU lost to Georgia Tech today. It was really sad.
It was a bad morning.
We watched with our Georgia Tech friends.
I feel like this isn't necessarily a sports podcast or a big sports demographic.
Right.
So I won't waste your time. But it was a rough morning.
Right? We will get into this. Question. Here's my question for you. So I have the topics of pop culture today, and then after this, I wrote out some fun pop culture trivia for you to answer.
Yeah.
So we did that the first time. I wrote new questions this time. But, okay, so if my topics are Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, which is going to be the thick of it.
Of course.
Selena Gomez maybe being engaged is like a small thing. And then my beef with Anne Hathaway.
Screw
should
her.
I do screw that little every fiber of my being.
No, every like podcast or pop culture one like had just like vitriolic, like, I literally Anne Hathaway hate. Like, hater. You cycle for no. like months, and you still talk about how much
she is a
hate
damn
her.
Good actor. Though. Okay, so question:
language.
Do I do? Stop. Do I do the short ones first, and then wait for the big one? Do the big one first?
Because, like, honestly, we can, like, everybody right. knows you hate Anne Hathaway. Okay. Let's get the good stuff in there, and we'll see.
Okay. So. I think a lot of people are pretty up to date, so I won't go into every...
I'm not. That's just... I think I'm just here as a sounding board. Maybe like a therapist, honestly.
Right. Okay.
Maybe a shaman.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. Like, then I will give like a good overview, I would say, of the It Ends With Us drama, and then get into the recent things. So basically, and I will be honest about what I said my thoughts for the first time and how that's any of those have changed it. Since the recent...
Sure.
Okay, so It Ends With Us drama. There's the Colleen Hoover book, It Ends With Us, and I guess the sequel to that book is her book, It Starts With Us. There's a movie now called It Ends With Us. You would think it's the other way around.
No, I'm just saying I kind of hate... That's...
It's a choice.
Unrelated. It's a choice that I really don't like, but go ahead.
Okay, but I think it was Colleen Hoover who people on TikTok were being really mean about her writing, and then she's like, quit writing. Or maybe that was somebody else. I shouldn't start drama. So then I feel bad
Dude,
for her.
Just throw it out there. No.
So I feel bad, but it's a choice. Anyways.
Wait, how are they going to roast her writing if her...
No. Okay, it's either Colleen Hoover or one of the authors like her who mostly predominantly writes rom-com books. It honestly might not have been Colleen Hoover. And they have I totally do. They have a huge following of people and very popular books, but then they're, anyways, okay, it doesn't matter. But then people said like negative things. Okay. So.
Screw you. Honestly, I'd be like, screw you. Like, they made a movie out of my book, so.
I know. Okay.
Okay.
So the drama. It Ends With Us. It's a movie, and it has heavy themes, right, about domestic violence. So not something to be taken lightly.
I remember we saw the trailer.
Right. And so Blake Lively is a producer on it. She stars in it. Justin Baldoni, I guess, is how you pronounce his last name, I think, stars in it alongside her as the boyfriend, the love interest, the abusive guy. And I guess I have not seen the movie nor read the book. Okay, full disclosure.
And spend 20 minutes talking.
I have a baby. Do you think I can go see a movie? No. Okay.
But
so
you can do a hell of a lot of research on social media about this.
You're damn right. Okay.
Go ahead.
So, anyways, like I was trying to say, this is a terrible start. So. No, I really forgot what I was saying. Justin stars in alongside her and also directed it, okay?
Sure.
People started noticing at the premiere of It Ends With Us, they were not standing near each other, speaking to one another. And since then, on the press tour, she does way different they don't attend the same press tour events. People have also noticed, through super sleuthing, that she and the rest of the cast, none of them follow Justin Baldoni any longer on Instagram or social media
platforms.
The
whole cast.
Yeah, pretty much. And the author, which is a huge deal because I guess the author and him had started corresponding years ago when he read her book and he loved the book.
Sure, sure.
And she saw a movie of his, supposedly, and then said, hey, I think you're the perfect person, the only person I want to play this person. And
that's
now...
that's not... I would hate that.
Right.
Hey, you're the perfect guy to play an abuser?
What
does that mean?
Well, I think it's they were writing to each other for a long time and became like pen pal type friends.
Okay.
And then she watched him in another film.
Kind of a huge backhanded compliment.
But no.
Like, hey, you would play the perfect pervert, you know?
Oh, my God. No. You know, I think I would be honored as an actor. Anywho, Colleen Hoover, all that to say, they had a good relationship in the past.
That's
she no longer follows him either, which is concerning. Okay, let's just work.
Red flag.
Call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Sky's blue, call it blue. Also, none of the cast members will talk about him, even though he literally was the director of the movie when they do press interviews. And they all seem to like be praising Blake for her involvement, and even Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively's husband, I don't know for sure if he also produced the movie officially or he just helped her out. Either way, Blake Lively in interviews will give him praise and doesn't say a word about Justin. So that's awkward. Okay, there is all of that going on. And I heard rumors through my inside sources, just kidding, being like
Sarah
Eve.
Sarah and her sources.
No, but I do have sources, but this is...
No.
No, I do have sources. But anyway, I did read that there were creative differences in post-production of the film, and she wanted one version, he wanted a different one. I don't know. Justin Baldoni will talk about Blake in interviews in a positive light. Mm-hmm. He was asked on a red carpet, would you want to, have you thought about directing the sequel? And his response was, I think Blake would be better suited to direct the sequel. I think I'll back away from that one.
Yeah.
So it sounds like people think maybe he felt she was taking too much control. And I do think there is a very likely world in which she is an A-lister. Her husband is an A-lister. Okay? Her and Ryan Reynolds probably team up together and maybe took a lot of control and over Justin Baldoni, and then he just was like, screw it. Another thing, mark against him, is supposedly he has a history of back pain, and she was postpartum filming the movie and probably self-conscious about her body, and he needed to prepare for the scene, so he asked his personal trainer that worked with the film, like was assigned to him, I think, for the movie.
Yeah.
How much does she weigh? You know, a casual question.
To prepare.
That's weird. He said, how much does she weigh so that I can prepare for the scene? My thing is, you could just like guess probably and start lifting that around that much. Like, I don't think it's, or just lift over what you suspect she is.
That's a great point.
I would just do that personally, but.
That's a great
point. Also,
like, just guess and then add 10.
Yes.
Then you're set.
I think so,
like,
too.
Like, you know, you're never going to be upset that you're able to lift 10 pounds more
yes.
than you need to.
So I think it's definitely sketchy and doesn't sound.
Or get a carnival worker to guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Then you just cut out, you know, you go to an outside consultant.
Okay.
Go ahead.
An outside consultant.
And consultant,
no.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There is also a world in which he's being a silly man who just isn't even thinking about why that would maybe be offensive to a woman. Like, benefit of the doubt.
Super benefit of the doubt, though. Because
it
like,
is.
Literally, it's like, there's like three rules. Like, don't look in a woman's purse.
What?
I don't know. I learned that growing up. I learned that.
Who told you? I mean,
swear.
I agree, I guess. But like, not a three. No, like, I wouldn't make that the top three.
Is
it because of like tampons?
That was a weird number. It was a weird number one. I swear on my life, my mom told me that growing up. Maybe she just didn't want me to look in her purse. So she's like, you never look in a purse. I don't know.
I mean, I don't disagree,
rule,
Mama
though.
Amy. But, okay, what were
okay,
the other?
So
now
fun.
I'm curious to hear the other two.
Second,
don't look in another
purse. Never cook chicken on Thursdays.
Yeah, literally. No, what were the other two?
No, the other two was like, don't ask. Oh, sorry, three. Weight, age, or
don't
pregnancy.
Look in her purse.
Pregnant. Don't ask if they're pregnant.
So did you just make up the purse line?
No, the purse. That was weird.
Sorry, was that top four?
I'm not going to lie. Purse is weird, but I thought that was a...
As I was saying it,
I was like, I thought this was like a universal rule.
I mean,
doesn't seem like a big deal, but it's
I
a
mean,
universal rule. Because
I guess it's like, why does it have to be a rule? Like how?
Damn it.
Like how often are people like, hey, I'm gonna look in your purse. I think it's just like maybe it was a rule for you because no one else
it's just
has
like,
done
stay
it.
Stay out of my stuff.
And like, then they're like, God, we have to explain everything to you, don't we? Okay, anywho.
Damn, wow.
No, anyways, yeah, you don't, it is weird. I would feel
kinda,
weird.
I did know it, but I knew it wasn't a cardinal sin.
Right.
Saying.
Okay,
it
well,
weird.
We can move past it. I do think, like, if I were working on a project with somebody and the guy asked, how much does Sarah weigh, especially when I'm postpartum?
No, that's, and
that's
it's
weird.
A weird vibe, like, especially postpartum when you're so conscious,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And, like, Yeah, that's it.
So it's icky. And
you don't do that.
It's icky, and we're just trying. Listen, you guys, I'm no hero, but I just try to present the facts, and I'm trying my best to do this without a bias.
Just like I guess you could say I'm like objective.
I guess,
know, like no bias.
Here's the thing: I did have a couple degrees, one of them being journalism in college. Now, listen, we know if I graduate?
That's hardcore. I love journalism.
Go ahead. Yeah, and so I really was taught to look at the whole situation and the facts, and to try to not let my personal feelings and emotions weigh into something. So those are the facts.
That being said,
I have emotions now after what was just released, and I will tell you. And also, that is not my Instagram stories. I only post my thoughts and feelings on that because it's like a fun vibe, okay? But if I'm just retelling a situation, I will
give you facts. You're not a journalist on your Instagram.
No, baby girl.
Everybody listening to this knows your Instagram infinitely more than I do.
Right. Isn't that kind of crazy? Have an Instagram.
I don't have an Instagram.
Right.
I think I've watched your story twice in the past year.
My podcast.
Because I get real into it. I'm like, that seems like a good story today. And I watch it with you.
My podcast Instagram story, though, is like, I feel so safe. And no, I'm not calling it fire. Well, my podcast Instagram story is so fire. No, I'm saying.
I would brag about mine. dude, my Instagram was great back in the day.
No, I'm just saying that I have fun on it. And I can, sure. I just post the dumbest pop culture stuff. Which and then I'll ask.
It probably makes it fire.
It's fun. Yeah. I just have fun. I mean, I'm having fun. Because I just talk about whatever, I say whatever the frick I want to say. Ooh. I don't falter. It.
Unfiltered.
Hashtag unfiltered. Now, listen. So all that being said, after we recorded the first version of this that never aired, new info came out. This interviewer that did an interview with Blake Lively in the past. And let me, I think the movie was called Cafe Society.
Dude, we need a researcher. I know. Sarah's typing this in right now.
Yes.
We need a researcher for this podcast.
So the reporter, we do. The reporter, it was, I believe, a 2016 interview for Blake Lively's movie that came out in 2016 called Cafe Society, okay? And I was so mad. Okay, yeah, so the interviewer, who seems truly like a sweet woman, I know the media can be awful, but this woman, it actually broke my heart watching the interview because she's so well-meaning. And Blake Lively, apparently she was like 8 months pregnant by the time this interview was happening. Wow. So keep that in mind for what I'm about to say.
Like for real pregnant. Like yes. Seriously pregnant. At
yes.
That point. 100%.
100%. So keep that in mind. Now, she was 8 months pregnant. And they were there to, and she had publicly announced prior to this interview mm-hmm. that she was pregnant. And the interviewer, who's this sweet woman, gently, to kind of start the conversation, said, "Congrats on your little bump." And sure, when you congratulate a woman on her pregnancy, instead of drawing attention to the bump or the body, just say, congrats on your pregnancy. But also, let's assume the best in people. If someone,
ooh, I heard that. So that's a good word, Sarah.
So if someone,
bring it.
If someone who says that and you can tell in their voice that they're genuinely trying to be sweet, like let your ego chill for a second, okay? Mm-hmm. And by the way, I mean, being 8 months pregnant, it's no longer really a little bump. It's by that point pretty big bump. So really she was downplaying, you know, and
being
she was being
generous.
Yeah, exactly. And so
she didn't be like, "Oh my gosh, look at you."
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not like she was barely out of first trimester and then saying she had a bump when she didn't have a bump. You know, it wasn't weird. It was 8 months. And so Blake Lively responded and said, "Congrats on your little bump." Like, I mean, she didn't say it just like that, but
I watched it. It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
It was like, whoa.
I mean, yeah, it was mean. And the woman, she knew the woman was not pregnant, so she was just trying to body shame her to embarrass her. And her only goal in saying that was to embarrass this woman. And the woman has never been able to get pregnant, she ended up saying. So, yeah. I mean, obviously, let's assume the best for Blake. I'm sure she did not know that.
I bet she did.
No. But here's the thing. She learned in hindsight and still won't apologize. That's crazy to me. And I'm not the kind of person that thinks every celebrity, every single time they do any little itty-bitty thing, they have to apologize.
But it would be a class act, though.
It would.
That would be classy.
And so, okay, so then the interview continues. She says she's asking about the film. And Cafe Society, I don't know exactly what decade it was. It's a period piece movie. Let's just say that, okay? So I don't know. Oh, 1930s. It's a
Dude,
literally.
I was gonna guess that. Because 1920s would have been the obvious answer. But I was gonna say 30s.
It literally says young Bobby Dorfman leaves New York for the glitz and glamour of the 1930s Hollywood.
Hollywood.
So the wardrobe in this film, you can even tell in the trailer, is gorgeous. Definitely something worth talking about. So she asks Blake Lively and her female co-star in the interview about the wardrobe or the clothes or the fashion, which, by the way, Blake Lively loves fashion. She's had like clothing lines. She posts a lot about fashion on her Instagram. Her co-star starts answering the question, not really to the reporter. They kind of like will talk to each other the whole time and leave the reporter out as if she's not even there. Parker Posey is the co-star. And then Blake kind of interrupts and says, looking at Parker Posey, not even looking at the interviewer, she's like, you know, but would they ask the men that question? And the interviewer sheepishly and quietly goes, I would. And I believe her.
That's so sad.
It was sad.
That's so sad.
And then they keep talking over her. They don't even acknowledge her response. Because my thing is, sure, it's a valid question, but in this situation, the wardrobe really was a crucial aspect of the movie. You had the opportunity to shout out the costume designers, for one.
Yeah, give them credit.
Give them credit. To
like, put them on a platform. Like,
yes.
Use your platform to kind of, like, elevate
and
somebody
I,
that isn't usually
yeah.
recognized.
And I actually really do believe that this sweet interviewer would ask the men. And I get, sure, like, you can still ask the question, and I'm sure it's an annoying question to be asked if you feel that the men get the deep questions and the women get the, what was the wardrobe like? But you just have to watch this interview because it's not like other ones. This interviewer
was
a good woman.
Mean.
Yes, it was mean. And then when she said, I would, they just kept talking over her and didn't look at her and continued to have a whole conversation together, leaving her out like you would see like bullies do, honestly, for a couple minutes or at least
good
a
point.
Minute. And the poor reporter is just sitting there like, truly being left out. So anyways, the conversation ends, she leaves. She has since spoken out about it because when all this Ends With Us drama came out, she released that tape. She also, I watched a video today, like being of the interviewer who's been interviewed. She has said so many times, if Blake Lively and Parker Posey just came out and apologized, I would gladly forgive them. But they never have, even though she's talked about her infertility at the time and how that was hard to hear too. And imagine someone who's...
That's so... No,
yeah.
I like, can't imagine. Like, that's crushing.
You struggle with infertility, and then you try to congratulate the woman in front of you on being pregnant, and then they're mean in response. It, like, kills me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But she said... This is interesting. She said she was shocked that they allowed her to keep that tape, because I guess when little interviews like that happen and there's something that could make the A-lister look bad, they'll take the tapes from the reporters and
what?
They don't get to have them. And the person, this is literally, I watched the interviewer say this in a video today. She said that the guy right before her at that same press event, Blake Lively said something mean and rude to him right before her. And her publicist, her team confiscated the tape so that they couldn't watch it.
Wow.
And
I
then,
guess I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the production, it's the movie putting that on. So
right.
They control it. And they
yeah.
invite, like, it's like they have the control, they have the leverage. We're going to invite you journalists, you whoever in.
I guess.
And then we get to do whatever the heck we want with. Wow.
I mean, so I'm so curious of what was said in that before interview that made them take that tape away.
Wow.
But, and here's my thing, I totally understand, it was 2016, this is years ago, you're allowed to have bad days, I believe that, but I don't like that, there's all these other little videos, even a recent one, where somebody on the red carpet for her It Ends With Us movie one of her fans made her a friendship bracelet. They gave it to her. There's a video of her, like, the other day going, like, it doesn't, thank you. It doesn't match my outfit, so I'm not going to wear it right now, but thank you. And then there's another recent video of her the other day from It Ends With Us Press, like, getting, her fans were cheering for her while she was doing an interview, and then she's shushing them and telling them to, like, be quiet and I'll take pictures with you after so that she can focus on the interview. And then people who support her are saying, well, if she really couldn't hear the interviewer's questions, that's valid. But it was a red carpet. You're so used to cheering and screaming all the time. In my opinion, I would imagine. I don't really know because I don't go on red carpets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to be fair.
No, but I think there's a world I think there's a world where, there's just, like, people who are more insulated than others, like celebrities who, like, have greater or lesser success or earlier or later success, you know what I mean? Where, like, the more insulated you are, even in those, like, her well-meaning moment, even if it is well-meaning, it's like, that doesn't mean it's not rude. And it's like, whoa, like, you're not all that just because you're a famous celebrity. You know what I mean? And, like, something that is normal and, like, completely understandable and courteous, like, they don't even understand how that is interpreted by, like, normal people as rude, because it would be rude for any other normal person to act like that.
Yeah. I get frustrated, too, because I think, yeah.
Snaps for
okay. Okay. Calma. But it would have been a great segue, but I just get frustrated because this interviewer took the time to try to promote your movie and you're being so rude.
Yeah.
Also.
Well, and that's like a necessary evil. Like, you got to do that. If you get to go act and make millions of dollars doing what you love and, oh, by the way, you also get to be famous and, like, everybody, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, you got to do promos, such a pain in the ass, whatever. It's like, you get over it. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, I do have something that I agree. I do have something.
I was like, right? Like, I'm not going to get canceled for saying that, but, like.
No.
Okay.
What is I do have something that you're going to be like, that I was like, when I read it today.
Go ahead.
What is that designer brand that did really suspicious things with children? It wasn't Gucci, was it? It was
Balenciaga.
Okay, this made me go, So, Blake Lively has been known for years, she'll speak out against child pornography. Like, it's like something. Even after that very word I'm looking for.
Suspect
campaign, sketchy campaign,
questionable,
more than questionable. Yeah, it was bad.
It was in bad taste, terrible taste.
That Balenciaga
awful.
Did
awful. Let's just say awful.
Do we explain?
No,
I can't. I don't know every detail to comfortably explain it. But if you're curious, go Google. Balenciaga had a really sketchy campaign in the last couple years. I can't remember when.
Whatever.
And it was really icky, weird vibes that they were using children in, and they were under fire. And even post all of that, she has still been seen wearing and repping, like, all their clothes.
Wow.
And brands will give celebrities their clothes for free to promote it and wear, and maybe money, I don't know. And so she bothers me because I'm like,
money talks, man.
I'm like,
money talk. That's a shame.
I'm like, no celebrity should be doing that. But especially if you are doing activism work against child pornography, and then they have that.
It's like the easiest way to also stand up. Like, it's so easy.
So easy.
Come on.
That bothered me. Anyways, so all that to say, like, our first consensus, and it still, I guess, would be mine now, is there is very likely a world in which Justin Baldoni maybe has a huge ego, and Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds also have huge egos, and none of them could work well together. So maybe they all are in the wrong in various ways. That's probably the easiest conclusion to come to. Because you want to paint a picture of, oh, this person's the villain, this person's the villain. And I'm not trying to vilify anyone, but I think that they all seem kind of sucky.
Wow.
I mean, I think right now there's more evidence for Blake being sucky than Justin, but, you know, still.
She seems like a mean girl.
She
does. That's the, like, you actually said bully, which we've talked about this a little. I'm not, you know, I don't have the sources like Sarah does mm-hmm. in the pop culture world.
Right. It's okay. We forgive
but,
you.
But, and I barely, I don't have social media or anything. So I'm not well-versed, but we've talked about it. And she just seems like a mean girl. Like, that's, like, at the end of the day, it's just, like, I feel like, and you said it during this, where it's, like, she's kind of a bully.
It was, well, that's what the
interview. She's kind of bully. That's not cool.
The interviewer said in a recent thing that she was, like, most females can relate to, at some point in their lives, that feeling of being bullied by people. And she said normally it happens in grade school or something, but I guess it can even happen for grown adults, because that day I felt really bullied wow. by Blake Lively and Parker Posey.
That's gross.
And again, the fact that it happened, the interview right before her, but they were able to confiscate the tape.
Yeah. Well, and if there's multiple days, again, it's probably more complicated than this.
Of course.
But it's also, like, probably not as sensational as it's probably just like, well, she's a mean girl. He's got an ego. Ryan Reynolds has an ego.
He's a mean boy.
He's a mean boy. And, you know, they're doing what they can to maintain their status and whatever.
I have a good segue into the Selena Gomez stuff. I watched her documentary on Apple, and she shows – there are moments where she also
Everybody's got a documentary these days.
Of course. There are moments – honestly, hot take. I love Selena Gomez. Watching her documentary made me like her a little less, but I still love her, but who knows if I would actually like her in real life.
You love Selena and Chef.
Oh, totally. I love
we
Selena
love
and Chef.
We love Only Murders. Only Murders.
But in her documentary, she talks about doing press tours like that and doing interviews where she's, and it's shown her getting really snappy at interviewers. But to be fair, she talks about how they ask terrible questions and she feels like her time has been wasted. But genuinely, some of those questions were like, what's your favorite color? And that's...
Fair.
Horrible.
Dude, but also you at get the to, same that gets time, to be your if life. That's the worst part of your yeah. career is getting asked dumb questions and quote, like, my time is being wasted. It's like, well, there's a lot, like, you're packing so much into, like, 2 hours of your time. Like, if she's on tour, she's doing a concert, like, you're getting the absolute pinnacle of your career right there in 3 hours. So if you have to waste 3 hours doing press, it's like, that more than breaks even. You know what I mean? Is that
you
wrong?
Ask me my favorite color all day long if I'm bringing in,
like,
the big bucks.
I can waste some time. You know what I mean? I just made literally millions of dollars, like, on selling this album, you know, going on tour. Like, I've got time to waste if that's what gets a job done.
I totally agree. I also agree that it is probably frustrating. If you have, like, a serious project to discuss, that was the other thing. People are mad that Blake Lively will promote this. It ends with this movie about domestic violence, but she has been promoting it as if it's, like, a rom-com with, like, wear your floral, come see the movie, grab a bestie. And then whereas Justin Baldoni, when he talks about it, he really dives into the domestic violence aspect. And then somebody, an interviewer kind of asked her about that in a recent interview regarding It Ends With Us, domestic violence, and if she, like, what she had to say about it. And she got kind of snappy with her response. It was odd. It was an odd response about, I don't know. Anyways, it's so snappy. And it's also like, why did you choose to be on that movie if you're not going to talk about domestic violence, which is.
Or use it as a platform. Not even, like, be prepared to answer questions. Is like.
Yeah.
Let me actually, that's again, like, the pinnacle of y'all's job. Like, everybody would be happy just acting and making a living, whether it's on a Zyrtec commercial or whatever. But if you actually get to be a part of a project that has a great story and, like, leads to change or gives you a platform to talk, that's awesome, you know?
Because somebody else who worked on the movie said that they had a friend close to them in a relationship very similar to the abusive relationship in the movie. And I think... From what I have read, again, I have not read the book or seen the movie. From what I've read about it, it seems like one of those abusive relationships that's complicated and isn't so black and white, which makes it very confusing. Mm-hmm. Similar to Maid, I feel like, honestly. Like, that was a very confusing. And so he said that his friend was going through a very similar relationship, read the book, and it is reading the book and now seeing the movie is what inspired her to leave.
Wow.
And so you really, yeah, it really, powerful. It like, that is like what, like art has the power to make a difference and change for people's lives. That's cheesy and cliche.
Come on.
And so, come on, Blake Lively. Anyways, back to Selena Gomez. So, anyways, I watched her documentary and she did talk about that, which is hard. So here's the recent Selena Gomez tea. I love her and Benny Blanco. They seem so happy together. That is her boyfriend. He's a music producer. Okay, he also makes a lot of good food. She had a terrible relationship with Justin Bieber on and off for years and years and years and years. He cheated on her, did terrible things a ton. So people are wondering. Oh, and for those of you who don't know Benny Blanco, I wrote this down. Benny is a talented songwriter and producer who's made hits with some of the biggest names in music. Some of his credits include Rihanna's Diamonds, Katy Perry's Teenage Dream, Kesha's TikTok, Britney Spears' Circus, Justin Bieber's Lonely, and Selena Gomez's Same Old Love. I'm so sick of that same old love. It tells me I'm so sick of that same old love. And it's had enough. Oh. The same love. Oh. Okay, so, yeah.
Wait, hold up.
Oh, here we go.
Happy hour.
Yeah, baby girl. Ooh, that was the sound of beer too, baby. Come on. Okay, so that's who Benny Blanco is, but he's hilarious. He just seems like the kind of guy who's in for a good time. He wears weird clothes. People online are mean about him because they call him ugly.
Whoa.
And they're like.
Whoa, blow.
I know.
Jeez, dude, online sucks. Holy crap.
They're like, Selena, what are you doing? You're too pretty for him. He's so ugly.
Whoa.
And I guess people have been mad,
dude,
because.
That sucks. That is so shitty. That is awful.
But anyways, and so people are like, what is she doing with him? She could do way better. And people still want her back with Justin. I'm like, you want her back with Justin? Who cheated on her several times.
Just because he's handsome.
Conventionally handsome. And so.
He's cute.
So, any hoozy woozy. I'm thrilled for them. She said that she's never been happier in her whole life. He has publicly said, like, he sees a marriage happening with her. So, the other day, there are rumors from Dumois that they are secretly engaged, okay? But they're going to announce their engagement publicly in a couple weeks. They're enjoying it privately with friends first.
How accurate is Dumois?
I would say like 80%.
Okay, cool.
So I still believe Taylor Swift got secretly married to Joe Alwyn in England, but this is neither here nor there. So anyways, but Selena posted the other day, roughly, let's say a weekish ago, roughly, a picture. They were like getting ready for something. Benny was in the background of the mirror, and she put like heart emoji over her ring finger. Come on.
Was it like very obvious? Could it have been a co-winky dink?
It felt so obvious, like everyone was talking about it.
Wow.
I know. But as of 22 hours ago, Selena Gomez just hit the red carpet with no ring on amid Benny Blanco engagement rumors. But here's the thing, baby girls. Clearly, she could just take it off if she's not. She hasn't announced it publicly.
Was there like an imprint of the ring on her finger?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing.
Oh my god!
I was wondering the same thing, baby girl. Anyways, that's the Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco. But I really am happy for them. Right. I really think that they are end game. Who knows? I mean, not that Hollywood marriages last ever, but I do think.
I think they'll last.
Really?
From what I know of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because like he seems real funny, and he's a music producer who he's talented and produced.
You're being goofy, aren't you? You don't mean it.
The biggest names in music. I mean,
shut
some
up.
Some of his credits are Rihanna's Diamonds.
Shut up.
Katy Perry's Teenage Dream, Kesha's TikTok. Like,
stop reading.
Of course,
stop
they're
reading
gonna stay
it?
Together.
You
and
forgot.
Like he cooks good food.
He does cook good food.
And like honestly, marriage isn't all about looks. And even though the internet calls him ugly, like I think Selena's never been happier. So
I do think he's a cutie in his own right. Everybody grow up. Okay. Now on to my Anne Hathaway beat.
Let's bet right now. Does a proposal announcement come in
before
September 15th? I'm gonna say no. I'm going to say Dumois is wrong. Or Dumois, it's not going to be in the next 2 weeks.
Can I say, I think, if not, they'll be engaged before 2025?
No, that's so lame.
Oh, fine. I'll say yes.
Like, way to hedge your bet. Like, that is bull crap. Okay. Like, literally, there are odds on something, and you're like, can I change those odds and make it something more favorable to me? Okay.
Like, that's not fun. Then you get to say no. I get to say yes, then. Here we go. Last thing, I don't like Anne Hathaway, and I, you know, she said people, her fans want to take pictures with her on red carpets, or not on red carpets, when she's anywhere. And she's been seen saying, she was in Italy and she had Italian fans, right? And she said, calma, calma, calma. Like, calm down. No photos, no pictures.
Didn't she say, I'll come to you or something?
And then other times she'll say, I will come to you. Do not. And some people are like, she's setting boundaries. Good for her. And I'm like, girl, if you said calma to me.
Some people will give an excuse for anything.
I know, I'm like, let's stop giving these celebs excuses every damn day. But she's a great actor. Now, as a joke, you guys, as a joke, I posted on the Instagram story. This leads to how Sarah almost got banned from Instagram again this week.
I thought you were talking about some other Sarah. No. You really just said yourself in the third person.
I posted a little goofy post on my personal Insta story. I thought it would be interesting because I had posted on the podcast Instagram, like, celeb lookalikes, what's yours? And on my personal, I thought it would be funny to post not who do you think I look like. If you had to pick one celebrity that you think my personality aligned with, who would it be? And then, so I wrote that question, and underneath it I wrote, and if you write Anne Hathaway, I swear I'll kill you. So I posted that. And then my next story post said,
I swear to God, I will kill you.
Had a whole plan. No, it said, my goal is for it to be Jack Black, if we're being honest here, but I know I'm not that lucky, something like that, because I think he's hilarious and weird. But
that's such a weird
I know, joke. Such but a weird, and that was part of it, unexpected. I like to be a surprise girly.
Like
Jack Black, girl, my girl. So hours later, I realized my Jack, or a couple hours later, I don't know, I realized my Jack Black thing was posted and the Anne Hathaway thing was not. And I was like, people are going to be like, what is she talking about? Like, all they're going to see is, like, my goal is Jack Black. Like, it just was weird. And but I'm not that lucky. But then my Instagram, my goal is Jack Black, but I'm not that lucky. Like, girl, did you need to post this? But Instagram wrote like a note to me that was like, your post has been suspended. If you post anything else like this, something like, you'll be banned or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was
threatening murder.
It was pretty intense.
For how long? Because it would kind of be fun. Like, no, that's just funny.
They deleted it.
I will kill you. I swear.
I will kill you.
I will hunt you down and kill you.
But now I get why I always think, what?
No, go ahead. You.
No, please. You speak on my podcast that I'm the host of. Please, I would love that. Go ahead.
Please,
it's your world. We're just living in it.
I'm self-conscious about that, just because it's fun.
Go for it.
No, what were you going to say? For real.
I literally was going to just say, now I see, like, I never understood why everyone on Instagram will write, I will unalive you or unalive. And I was like, are y'all, is this like a Gen Z slang or is this?
No.
But no, I get it. No, people, they don't want to be banned.
People just want their Instagram, you know.
To not ban them.
Interesting.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, who do you think your celebrity personality lookalike? Personality alike is.
So not lookalike, just personality.
No, personality. I've got one of mine.
For you?
No, for you. There, I'm always thinking about you.
Cute. I have said in the past.
I think Kristen Wiig.
Oh, right. We did talk about that.
She seems like down to earth and cool, but then can like turn it on in a super weird and funny at the same time, you know. Like,
Thank you.
That's a huge compliment.
Thank you. Right. I would maybe say Jennifer Lawrence or Emma Stone, which I hate. I feel cringe saying. But here's the thing: I feel like they're goofy, and Jennifer.
Dude, no.
And they
way.
Like no, they're.
I think Emma Stone is kind of full of herself with all these Oscars.
Oh right. Okay.
That's kind of how I feel. Maybe.
I was thinking Jennifer Lawrence because she, like, tripped going up to get her Oscar on time. But then she did it again, and people, some celebrities were like, that was on purpose. And she was like, I swear it wasn't. But I'm like, wasn't it, though?
I think SNL roasted her for being, like, trying to be, like, super relatable. Like, I just eat, people, like, pizza, like, all the time.
People
like,
do roast her for
that's what which I, is I hilarious. Think I saw that on SNL. So you're not like that. Like, it's cool that it's, like, that's kind of the thing, though. Like,
I'm not a type A person, though.
Isn't even that aware to, like, want to be relatable. You know what I mean?
I know.
That's, like, even if it is, like, fake to a degree, it's, like, at least he's trying.
I don't know.
I respect that.
I don't know. I need someone who's very type B and kind of, like, losing their keys all the time.
Dude, that's too, all right, that's too far.
I think I relate to men the most. As far as personality, like, I'm not working.
I've gotten way too far into this.
Is it Jack Black? I don't know.
No, he's kooky.
I think I'm kooky.
I have no idea.
I think it would have to be, like, a C-list. I don't think there's an A-lister out there.
You know that guy who played a couple episodes on Will Trent? Do you remember that? Season 2?
I will, maybe to Amy Poehler. Did I say that one? Which is a compliment, again.
You did say that, but
maybe Drew Barrymore. Okay, but a crew, and I posted
Drew
this the other
I do get that.
I think that one. I posted this the other day.
Big fan of drugs in your 20s.
Right. I did this, like, film one time, and the crew came up to me, or one of the members on the crew, I think the AD, came up to me, and she was like, it was my last day of filming, and she said, I just want you to know, and I mean this in the highest compliment possible.
Oh, is it dangerous?
I know. She was like, we've all been talking the past few days, and we all think you sound like Drew Barrymore on drugs.
Damn. Oh. She already said, no, you don't.
It's because when I am excited or when I meet new people or when I'm thrilled about life,
yeah,
I will be like, hi, thank you, oh my word.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that was my vibe. And she said, but we love it. She said, you're bubbly. And it's a great, she was like, it's like such a compliment.
Like Drew Barrymore on like a friendly drug.
Yes,
not like
a friendly drug.
Not like an inhibition drug.
No.
Where she's just all over.
Right. Yeah. No. Like a, I think fun. Like a friendly, like fun, like we're living in the 70s, peace and love kind of drug.
Okay. I get that.
So.
You do get that way when you're, that's like your deep, that's like your social safety.
Yeah, right. Okay, so I'm going to end
what
the episode.
What about me?
Oh.
I would say
McConaughey, but I feel like that's so, and no, honestly, no. Tim Casper is Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, way more.
Sure. I would say it has, the guy who plays Ron Swanson.
Jeez, Nick Offerman?
Which is a compliment.
Yeah, but he's like, oh, I'm not that serious. I feel like he's very serious. Am I that serious?
Okay, well.
I'm so conscious.
No.
Shouldn't have asked.
I don't think.
I do like him, though. That is a compliment.
I don't
just out of left field, but that's a compliment.
I just don't know about enough, like, male celebs. Who's that football player who loves his family a lot? We watched his documentary. No, he's serious, too.
Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
That is such a, I'm such a square in your mind.
No.
Kirk Cousins is such a square.
He's so sweet, though. The baby.
When he was, like, dripped out and all, like, oh, they gave him all, like, their chains, the team. Remember that?
Right.
The meme was, like, when you're flush with Cole's cash. That's not cool.
No, they're not him.
Let's just skip this part. This is depressing.
I'm keeping this in here.
All right.
I would say Snoop Dogg. No, just kidding.
Stop.
Okay. Here's the question. I'm going to do, I like to do lightning round at the end of my episodes for my faithful listeners. Love it.
Lightning round.
So this is going to be some pop culture trivia.
Sure.
Okay. Number one, what was Taylor Swift's, don't look at my screen. What was Taylor Swift's first song to chart on the Billboard Hot 100?
Tim McGraw.
You read the answer. Did you read how many
I read
answers?
The first one. I read the first one. Yeah, I didn't know what was happening.
Okay.
I saw Tim McGraw.
Number two.
The Way Your Blue Eyes Shine, you know?
Rory loves that song anytime I sing it to her. Okay. Before embarking on a solo career, Beyonce was part of what R&B group?
Destiny's Child.
Did you read the answer?
No, I swear to God. Dude, I'm not like... Under a rock, man.
Okay. If you were to bring one of these celebs with you on a deserted island, who would it be? Ryan Reynolds, Travis Kelce, and Matt.
Ryan Reynolds has an ego.
I listened to a long-form interview with him.
About soccer.
I listened to a long-form interview with him recently, and I was like, no thanks, Hank.
Ego.
Okay, so.
Welcome to Egoville.
Ryan Reynolds, Travis Kelce, Matt LeBlanc, Ryan Gosling.
This is a desert island?
Yeah.
For how long?
But how about that? You have to think about who you not only want to spend time with on a desert island, but for survival's sake. Like, who's going to help you get out?
All right. Run through the list. For real. I'm actually taking this.
Ryan Reynolds, Travis Kelce. He's not that smart. Matt LeBlanc. But he's strong.
Matt LeBlanc. He's super strong and fun. Like,
Matt LeBlanc.
If we're
going
to die here, I think he'd be a
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, I think if it wasn't a desert island, if it's like, who would you want to be your roommate for the rest of your life? I feel like it would be him.
For sure.
Like,
he seems sweet. Yeah. He brings his mom a lot to things.
For sure.
And
then,
his
like,
sister.
Maybe it develops into something more. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Okay.
But not on a desert island. I think, honestly, Travis Kelce.
I actually agree with that. I think I would have to say the
I
same thing.
I think
he's
very
gonna help
physically
you.
Able.
Very. And he would have
like
a strategy.
I mean, good Lord.
We're all thinking it.
Or, but he would also be fun. Like, he would just be like, no, we're totally going to make it. Like, bro, we're going to do this. Like, we
yeah.
just got that mindset. You know, bro?
Okay. Kiss, marry, kill. Snoop Dogg.
Kiss, marry, kill.
Snoop Dogg. Matthew McConaughey. Conan O'Brien.
That's not fair. I can't kill any of them.
I know, baby girl.
Matthew McConaughey.
Wow, that was fast. You said that's not a fair kiss, Matthew McConaughey.
Dude, but I gotta kill Snoop. That's so messed up.
I know, because
I'm not gonna marry
Snoop. Conan's really faithful.
I want Conan around all the time. I'm definitely not gonna kiss Conan.
And Conan's a faithful spouse. He's been with his wife for many years.
Yeah, I'd love to like come home to that every night.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Wow. And you could say you don't want to kiss Snoop because his breath is gonna feel like weed all the time.
Yeah, faux shizzle.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Snoop at the Olympics. How about that?
I loved
that
it.
Was fun.
I loved every second of it. Okay, what?
It was a little hokey, but I was there for it. Go.
What actor comedian found fame on the TV show Monk and Mindy? Mork and Mindy?
What TV actor comedian? I don't know. Freaking.
Yeah, Mork and Mindy. I wanted to make sure I typed that right.
Great research here, Burris. Like, good Lord. Jesus. Like,
that is literally the crux
of the question.
Okay, just use some context clues. Clearly,
Mork
it's an
and
A.
Mindy.
I'm trying to help you out. Clearly, it's an A-lister. Clearly, Mork and Mindy is not anything very recent. So think about an actor-comedian who's
an comedian.
Old.
As an actor-comedian.
They might not.
Vince Vaughn.
They might not be alive
Vince
anymore.
Vaughn. No, I don't want to guess him. Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Wow.
I get daddy issues with Robin Williams.
Way to put a downer in the podcast.
He reminds me of my dad. Aw, what a good guy. I actually miss that man a lot.
Why? Oh, man.
Okay.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Okay. The unicorn.
This is a
not pop culture. I just thought
someday
it'd be funny.
I just hope I show up.
Are you gonna?
And you don't answer that door.
Are you gonna let me continue the interview or? Do you want the next
Go
question?
Ahead.
Okay.
I love it.
This one's not pop culture. It's just fun. The unicorn is the national animal of which country?
Ireland.
Scotland.
Damn it! I knew it. I knew it was there. I was so dude.
All right, baby girl, we have to move on.
Scotland, that's a weird. Why?
Baby girl.
Okay.
The next question.
This is fun.
Taylor's two recent exes, who are they?
Taylor who? Sorry.
Swift, you dumb pizza bun. Okay.
You can cut.
Go ahead.
Two recent exes are Joe.
Yes.
Joe. I know Joe.
Joe Alwyn.
I honestly don't know. What, like?
Little man. Smallest man who ever lived.
I don't know his name. He's bad news, though. He's a bad dude.
Matty Healy, baby
yep.
girl.
Yep, that guy.
You
the
did?
Little man song.
Little man. Okay. The What's
you just giggled like a doofus at your own question.
Because I wrote it and I was like, oh, that is funny. I wrote these today, like right before.
It was 30 minutes. It was a long time. It was like an hour ago.
What's the annoying word that Anne Hathaway keeps saying to fans who literally just want a photo with her? Anne Hathaway, I literally hate you if you're listening. I hate you so much, but you're so good.
There's got to be something healthy about that. Like, everybody has just one person they just can't stand.
I can't stand you, like, Anne Hathaway.
That's a theory. I could be a therapist. Like,
right.
Have one person that you just hate.
Like, right. It's healthy.
Oh, my God. Calma.
C-A-L-M-A. Of course, but say it.
No.
Like, you mean it. Say it with feeling.
Stop. I'm not going to do it. Say it with
feeling.
Calma.
That's
a that was Trump.
Calma.
I love Italy. Love it. Lasagna.
Lasagna. Bigly. Bigly calma.
Looks like a boot.
Say.
That's cool.
Say bigly calma.
You need to be calma. I'm going to make Italy great.
Say again. Bigly.
It's big league. Your pizza here, it's big league.
It's not big league. He says bigly. B-I-G-L-Y.
Dude, just let me get into a flow of the freaking impression, dude.
Go ahead.
Man, I lost it.
Aw, momentum.
Oh, gamma. Gamma. You need to be gamma. You need to be gamma. I know you're not. You love me. I love you. I took a bullet for you, but you need to be gamma.
Stop it.
You're going to make America great.
No, again. I can't.
You
okay.
Look like a boot. Sicily's there. Pompeii, what a tragedy. Years ago. Still a tragedy.
I
Venice,
can't.
George Clooney.
Ew.
I love him. He doesn't love me. I think he's a Democrat.
No. I think.
That was
really
good.
That was really good.
The key with a Trump impression is just to freaking just Calma. Go off. Just go
I
off.
I think he's a boot. Calma. It's my worst impression to date. I'm actually
give
really.
10 seconds. Please keep this in. Go.
I
10
will.
Seconds of Trump.
No, let me start with this. And please be honest. The train's going, but that's fine. I'm notoriously great.
This is the perfect time for the train.
I know.
To go.
I'm normally really great with impressions, and my Trump impression is my absolute worst one. I can't do it for some reason. It's something about the throat. Calma. Italy's gonna be huge. Big league. It's gonna be great. Make them. I don't know. I can't.
I'm so excited for you to hear that.
Okay, let's move on. What does it mean when Gen Z says, I'm baby? I taught him this the other day.
No, I forgot already.
I'm baby.
It means you need to be... It means you're just tired of life. You know what I mean? It's like life has just kicked your butt. It's knocked you down. It's hard to get back up. I just need somebody to help me out here, to
kinda,
hold me,
not exactly.
To swaddle me,
no,
just,
to
I'm
swaddle,
baby, you know.
Give me a bottle, I'm baby.
They say that.
No, you're so
I don't
gullible.
Know. I'm baby.
I have a notebook right next to me with some Gen Z language. I'm baby used to describe something you are not good at or novice at in a cute way, childlike, vulnerable. Quote.
Ew.
Quote. Please don't be mad. I'm baby. The other Gen Z language that I wrote down, the Lulu, we know
delusional,
that.
Delusional, come on.
Gas.
Oh, to.
That's gas. That's fire.
Up.
Or that's gas. That's like fire, I guess. Guap, a lot of money. Curve, ignoring another person's romantic advances in a non-confrontational
Whoa.
Way. He
I'm
asks.
Gonna, I'm gonna curve that.
He asks a girl out and she says, so how are your parents doing?
It's cold.
It's a hard
that's
one.
Curve, wow.
Yeah.
Curve, man.
Curve.
Oh.
Not curb.
I kick him to the curb, but in a nice
do you,
way.
Okay,
yeah.
Another pop culture trivia question.
Go
What's
ahead.
Courtney K's new baby name?
Oh my God, it's Flim Flam.
What is it?
Flim Flam Kardashian.
What is it?
I don't, dude.
I told you the other day.
That's what I'm saying. I don't give a crap. It is.
Rocky Barker. Okay.
Rocky. Oh, that's the name. I thought. All right, we had to.
Full disclosure again.
We're going to yell.
So, while we were recording this, The
great episode, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Don't you agree?
While we were recording this, our normal audio system went out, and so we're finishing this episode on my computer audio.
We're fine.
Just we're dogging it. Alec. No. Anyways, so it's fine. I mean, it's the end of the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed another pop culture happy hour. I hope you were able to enjoy either with a cocktail or if you don't drink alcohol, maybe a latte, a coffee. I want these to feel cozy, feel fun for you. I hope you learned something new. And yeah, I love ya. Thanks for listening. Share with a friend. Share on social media.
Add me on LinkedIn.
Right.
Alec Hirsch.
No.
You know.
For real. Follow my pod Insta, though, because that's where I like to get into the tea on the stories. And,
I do feel like it's worth it.
I think it's fun. A good vibe. It's just fun for me, if anything. Thanks for listening. We're going to go take care of our baby. She's awake now. So, thank you. Love you. When I post this, we'll be in New York City, and I will see you in a few weeks.